Across the country, medical professionals fighting the coronavirus pandemic are struggling to get their hands on protective gear, things as basic as goggles, gloves, and masks. In the past weeks, President Trump said the federal government does have some equipment in stock, but due to the lack of cases in West Virginia, the state would not be receiving any. Since then, the number of West Virginians testing positive for the coronavirus has grown each day, but local hospitals say they still fear they won't receive federal assistance. So groups of West Virginians are taking matters into their own hands, something familiar to this region, and are hand-making face masks. Here's the story. During the first week of West Virginia's mandated social distancing, Stacy Grubb put a call out on her Facebook offering to hand make masks. She's a mom of four who lives in Raleigh County. Within 3 days, she had almost 200 likes and nearly 100 comments and made more than 100 masks, including 24 for the McDowell County Health Department.
I'm thinking, this can't be real, you know? Like, how is it that this can possibly be real, that hospitals are asking people to sew masks?
Grubb is following a pattern recommended by health officials online, using two materials, 100% cotton and 1/8 to 1/4 inch elastic. Each mask takes her about 20 minutes. Although the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it can't classify cotton masks as personal protective equipment and that medical professionals should only use them as a last resort. And Grubb says that makes her nervous.
So all of these doubts start clouding in my mind. Like, what if I'm doing more harm than good?
But medical professionals are facing the reality that in order to treat patients with the coronavirus, they might have to wear homemade masks that are not medical grade, leaving them exposed to the virus themselves. Sydney McElroy, a family physician and assistant professor in Huntington, says in the past she treated patients in developing countries. And there, she says, she expected a lack of medical supplies.
I really never dreamed. I trained here. I grew up. I lived most of my life in Huntington. I never thought I would be in that situation here.
But the coronavirus is causing a nationwide shortage of supplies. Initially, it was caused by the general public mass buying and hoarding face masks. But now, according to the Institute for Supply Management, global companies that U.S. hospitals rely on for masks are overwhelmed. The Institute's survey reported that in late February and early March, 75% of those companies' supply chains were disrupted, and almost half did not have a plan to deal with it. And although there is a federal stockpile of medical supplies, as well as a federal Defense Production Act that could force American industry to mass produce supplies, President Trump has been hesitant to tap those resources. And McElroy says that concerns her.
If you're relying on whether it be the state or the federal government to provide whatever it is we need in that crisis, you have to make sure that they are paying attention to you and they hear you and they value your voice. And I think, unfortunately, that isn't always true for rural areas of the country in general. But specifically, I feel that way for West Virginia a lot.
So with no alternatives, medical facilities in West Virginia are calling out for homemade masks. And people all across the state are responding, all on their own expense. In Morgantown, a local suit and tailor store, Daniels and Morgantown, donated over 400 masks to Cardinal Pediatrics, WVU Medicine, and Mon General. There's groups in Shepherdstown, Pocahontas County, Elkins, just to name a few, all making masks and raising awareness through Facebook. But perhaps the largest movement has come from the West Virginia Mask Army, a Facebook page created March 20th with now over 1,500 followers and receiving national attention. And although these masks can't replace a medical-grade version, they're a step up from the 100% cotton variety, according to Suzanne Strait. She's a professor of biological sciences at Marshall University in Huntington and the founder of the Mask Army Coalition.
We needed something that actually had some filtration capability better than cotton, and we came up with the concept of using good high-end furnace filters that actually are known to at least filter some viruses and particles.
The masks are made out of a furnace filter, elastic, and a pipe cleaner or twist tie, which helps shape the mask over one's nose. Medical centers in Washington state are using a similar model. Over 2 days, Strait says she and her team worked closely with the Charleston Area Medical Center, who approved the design.
We would much rather have these than the cotton ones, yes. there is some question about, you know, you don't really normally on a day-to-day life want to be cutting up and wearing a furnace vest because they're not designed for that. And with the edges where you cut it, little particles can come out.
And these particles can include polyester, which is classified as a microplastic, and when inhaled are very hard for the body to get rid of, potentially leading to respiratory and cardiovascular disease.
But the difference between that risk and the risk of a virus is kind of a very, you know, we're living in different times. We have to be creative.
So as of now, most medical centers are requesting the homemade masks, both the furnace filter or cotton models, as a preemptive measure. Kelly Anderson, a registered nurse and CAMC's director of volunteer services, says they have enough medical grade masks for now.
You know, as a nurse, I never dreamed that we would even be considering using a fabric mask. However, you know, with the pandemic, we just don't know. And so anything will be more helpful than nothing.
As a way to extend the life of the medical grade masks, Anderson says some staff are wearing the homemade variety over the top, which can then be cleaned. But cleaning is an issue too. One website says to hand wash in warm water with soap and no bleach. Another recommends hot or cool water with a small amount of detergent. Stacy Grubb, the mother making masks in Raleigh County, says she read to wash on a hot sanitizing cycle, a hot rinse, a hot dry, and then repeat the three steps again. Sydney McElroy, the physician in Huntington, says the effective way to wash the masks is unclear.
If you don't wash them appropriately and then let them dry, you can actually store pathogens in the material.
But McElroy says cotton masks are certainly better than just bandanas, which is what the CDC is recommending medical professionals use as a backup. So not knowing yet whether there will be a need, West Virginians keep sewing masks. And Stacy Grubb says that's something that's uniquely Appalachian. Even if there's no outside help, people out here just have a way of making do. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan in Charleston.